So let me outline what the goal is, what we believe this new partnership and the swabs will end up allowing us to do. Beginning this coming Wednesday, our capacity will be at least 7,200 tests per day. That number will grow in a week. Beyond that, May 6th to 1,500 per day. By May 13th, it'll be 18,800 per day. And by May 27th, 22,000 per day. As you can tell, this will dramatically increase our ability to test, particularly in the priority areas. And let me talk about those priority areas. We will have a greater ability to go into more nursing homes, do sampling in those nursing homes. One of the concerns that we all have is any congregate care living facility. And nursing homes are certainly an area that we have a great deal of concern. So we're going to be able to get much more aggressive in regard to protecting people in our nursing homes. Second, this capacity will give us a much better opportunity to deal with hotspots wherever they occur, where we have a breakout. We will be able to move in and do the appropriate testing and the other things that we need to do. We'll also be able to focus on other congregate care living settings, homeless shelters, treatment centers, developmental disability homes. Next, we'll be better able to make sure food and grocery workers and employees in essential manufacturing in Ohio are healthy and not spreading the disease. As you can tell, many, many things that we're going to be able to do with this. And finally, what I want to talk about next is the additional thing that's going to allow us to do, and that is to allow us to stand up a very robust, very aggressive contact exposure tracing system in the state of Ohio.